Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Julia LaRoche, filling in for Akiko Fujita. As of August 19th, more than 4.59 million children have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus since the onset of the pandemic, and over 180,000 cases were added just in the past week, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Here to discuss more is Dr. Mona Amin, a board-certified pediatrician. Dr. Amin, we were having a conversation just about this virus and protecting kids. And I know there are a lot of parents out there that have a lot of concerns. Would love for you in your position as a pediatrician to kind of shed some light on the situation.
Thank you so much for having me. I am a pediatrician. I'm also a mom of a toddler who is 20 months in daycare. So we are living COVID, breathing COVID. It is a tough time for parents. One, because we're 18 months into this and we thought that maybe we would be on an upward swing, and we're actually in the second biggest wave for children. Like you said, 180,000 children in the last week have tested positive. The highest we've ever seen for children has been 211,000. That was back in January. So this Delta variant is changing the game. I want to really, really empathize with all the parents out there who are concerned. Some of the biggest things that we can do to protect our children are things that we should have been doing, which is vaccinating anyone who's eligible and masking anyone who is able to be masked. These are two surefire ways of helping protect our children who are too young to mask or maybe too young to get a vaccine.
That's a good point. I mean, obviously, if they can't get the vaccine, this is, you know, it's on us, everyone who's eligible to do it, to do so. When we talk about, you know, where we're at in vaccinations here in the U.S. and kind of what parents could be doing outside of keeping their kids home and not traveling anywhere, trying to be safe around their kids, there's not much else I think that they can do. And that's kind of part of the frustration here. But what's the advice to parents who are thinking about sending kids back into schools, particularly those ones where, you know, the masks might not be worn, you know, around this? And, you know, we're starting to hear anecdotally some people out there talking about, you know, something similar to chickenpox parties and trying to get Delta ahead of perhaps, you know, a worse variant that could be more dangerous for children if that were to emerge. You know, what's kind of the advice there for anything parents can do?
I think the biggest things we have to remember is risk reduction. We know that this virus is around. It's really nearly impossible to completely avoid a virus, right? It's invisible. We can't completely do that. So we talk about risk reduction. This means, who are we surrounding our children with? What is your level of comfortability? I know you mentioned that people want to do chicken pox party, you know, something very equivalent. The concern about that is we still don't know who is considered high risk for hospitalizations. Children are getting hospitalized at higher rates than we've ever seen. And yes, we do see that most children who are hospitalized are children of unvaccinated parents. But as this Delta variant surges, we are also seeing children of vaccinated parents get admitted for hospitalization for COVID. So with doing chickenpox type parties, the risk there is that you don't know if your child is going to get hospitalized. You don't know if your child is going to get a complication from COVID, because this is sort of a new virus. So we want to really focus on risk reduction. And what that means is doing what we can in our control. I'm a mom too. My husband is also a physician. We really look at, well, what can we do? Who are we surrounding ourselves with in terms of play dates, maybe doing something outdoor? Your question about masking in schools. This is the best thing we can do for our children who are not vaccinated. And I don't think it's an automatic keep your child home if there's no masking rule, but there has to be other precautions in place. Are they doing distancing? Put your child in a mask. If your child is high risk for complications, maybe, you know, asthma, or talk to your child's clinician if you're unsure, think about maybe homeschooling them or having distance learning until they do require a masking requirement or until Delta settles down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Dr. Amin. Do you think pediatricians will end up prescribing vaccines for kids under the age of 12?
This is a great question. And once the approval came in for 16 plus, there was a lot of questions on if we're able to do off-label prescriptions for children under that age. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had with the child's pediatrician. The biggest issue is we still don't know the dosing recommendation for children under 12. That's why they're still in clinical trial. We don't know if it's going to be the same dosing as adults, and likely it's going to be a little bit less, especially if we're going into that age, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old age group. So I really think it's more of that conversation. If a child is 11 and a half, high risk, approaching 12, maybe the size of a 12-year-old or, you know, tall, then maybe it's a consideration of prescribing it as off-label use. But I don't want parents to rush. I don't want parents to lie to get the vaccine, because there is a checks and balances to make sure that are we giving the right dosing. And we would hate to give the wrong dosing if the benefit doesn't outweigh the risk.
And doctor, I mean, the other thing that stands out here too for me is the point that you made there around breakthrough transmissions. And you know, parents might be vaccinated and think they're good to go. We know we're increasingly hearing about breakthrough transmissions and what that could mean for children as well, who are not vaccinated, can't be under the current age restrictions. So I mean, when you look at that and you weigh kind of how bad things could get as we move farther and farther along in the school year. I mean, talk to me about pediatricians right now, maybe bracing for a terrible peak that we saw similar to adults last year, given there are no protections there.
It's tough. You know, we're a little worried. We're worried not so much with the, you know, people talk about the death rate. They talk about mortality in children. We're not worried about the mortality rate, although those are lives lost that we don't want to lose, which is why we talk about masking and vaccine and precautions, right? But it's also about the hospitalizations, children being pulled away from school because they get COVID, they get hospitalized, hospital bills, everything that comes with being hospitalized as a child that we're trying to avoid. We know that we're not able to completely avoid this, right? We know this with the flu, we know this with RSV, but we have a vaccine, we have masking protocols that can really help reduce the risk. So to answer your question, we don't know what the next few months are going to look like. We are taking precaution with breakthrough infections, with unvaccinated individuals. We are still learning so much about transmission because Delta is changing the ballgame a little bit. You know, it is highly transmissible compared to the original strain. Children are getting it more because of the fact that it's highly transmissible. So we do the best that we can with risk reduction, with masking, with vaccination, with maybe weighing benefit and risk with every social experience that we take our unvaccinated children into.
And after yesterday, we saw New Jersey requiring vaccination or testing protocols similar to what President Biden's called for now for teachers in schools in that state. We'll see what happens in other states as well. But Dr. Mona Amin from Florida, board-certified pediatrician, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well.